Since the recession, high unemployment in other industries has boosted the number of potential truck drivers. But strict rules on how long they can drive, drug testing, and tough alcohol penalties have shrunk that pool. Jerry Klobach is president of the Diesel Truck Driving Training School in Sun Prairie. He says necessary safety rules have greatly changed the industry over the last 40 years.
The trucker romantic image became really predominant. I mean, there were trucker songs. We had the movies Smokey and the Bandit and Convoy. And, you know, there was a whole series of romanticizing the trucker in the 70s. It was the unregulated, the freedom of the road and that sort of thing. The other flip side is they're not following any rules. They're driving 36 hours straight. They're taking uppers and that sort of thing.
Klobaka says his school has to turn away nearly half the applicants because they simply don't qualify under commercial driving requirements that have tightened over the years. Still, classes get filled. Kathleen Bean is a recruiter for Sabretooth Commercial Driving Training Institute in Waupaca.
There's a security with the positions that isn't realized in other industries. You know, we can't outsource truck driving. It can't be sent to China. And we actually have a little saying that we use around here. If you bought it, a truck brought it.
Bean says there's a shortage of 8,000 commercial truck drivers in Wisconsin. She blames much of that shortage on retirements. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.